Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Just a letter? Just a letter? Luther couldn't believe what he was hearing. How could this student, this very student, his student nonetheless, even consider uttering such nonsense in front of him? Just a letter? He asked again, exasperated at this point. Romans is not just a letter. It is the letter to end all letters. It is the key that unlocks all of Scripture. I don't even have to read past the first paragraph to prove its worth. Listen again. Now, he hardly needed to find his copy of Paul's letter, for Luther had long since memorized it at this point. Every single word he knew in his head. But the thought of his student dismissing so definitively, so casually, drove him to find it in the very pile of books that he had laid on his desk. The student needed to hear Paul's words. The student needed to see Paul's words. He needed to touch Paul's words. And maybe after that, just maybe, he would begin to appreciate Paul's words in the way that Luther had learned to do so. Grabbing his Bible from his desk, he quickly turned to the letter. Here, right here. Listen. And Luther began to read. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, who is descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not even a paragraph. It's the first sentence, he said. Listen again to this part. His Son, declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what it says right here. That single phrase throws wide the door open. And it's open for the understanding of Holy Scripture. Everything must be understood in relation to Christ. All of Scripture points to Jesus Christ. All of it. The Old Testament, the New Testament, it all points to Him. And what does it point to exactly? That God sent His Son, descended from King David. His Son, who was God in the flesh, came into this world. He suffered and he died and he paid for the sins of mankind. And why? Why did he do it? Because of God's grace and mercy, which we receive from him by the Holy Spirit and through faith in his Son, this Son of God. But you know all that. You don't need to read Romans to learn all that. So what is it about this letter that makes it the key to understanding Scripture? Now, student looked blankly at Luther at this point, not sure exactly how to answer that. Sometimes Luther got excited like this. And when he did, it was always best to become invisible. But he couldn't do that when he was the only one in the room and when Luther's excitement was directed at him. So he had to do something. He had to say something. He knew that there was a right answer, and it probably was Jesus. But he knew also that that single answer would be the wrong answer at this very exact moment. Well, I guess it's Jesus. Jesus died and God raised him as a sign of his victory over sin and over death. And the Old Testament speaks of Jesus and what he talks of promises that were made through the prophets. And Luther cut him off. He says, "How long have you been my student?" And that's all that you can come up with? Yes, that's all true, yes. But you're missing the point of Paul's letter. He's not writing to the church to impress upon them his knowledge of Jesus. His purpose is not academic. It's far greater than that. It's far more personal than that. Paul's aim is to impress upon them the why of Holy Scripture. And here, in this first sentence, the why of Jesus Christ. He's not aiming for their head. He's aiming for their heart. And here in the very first sentence, he grabs their hearts. And he will not let go until he concludes his letter. He won't let go until they feel as personally passionate about Jesus that he does. Here, right here, Luther says, "Listen, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. See, we have been called by God himself. And it is not by our doing, it is not by our choice that we have been counted among his adopted. It's by God, God himself. And he called us, he set us aside to be his instruments. And that he now uses us. He uses us to bring the knowledge and the wisdom of the gospel to the world." You see, Paul offers us the key to Scripture in this way, by making personal the work of Christ. What he did for us. This is what Paul teaches. First, that we have faith in the facts through Christ blood, that we are released from sin, and that we have forgiveness. And this brings peace to our troubled conscience and rest to our souls. Our sins, they've been blotted out. They've been removed from our record. We stand pure. We stand innocent before God because he views us through the work of his Son. Second is this, now that we are forgiven, our very natures are to be changed and we are to walk in the newness of life. We received this forgiveness in our baptism and we are to live a life that reflects that reality. Some, like Paul, are called to be apostles, but others, like you and like me, Luther says, are called to other vocations. We're teachers, we're students, we're mothers, we're fathers. But whatever we are, wherever we are placed, we are to live a life that reflects the reality of God's grace. We are to live a life in a way that reflects the reality that we now belong to Christ. Don't you see that? The student took a step back, sat down. His mind ran through the entire letter. Paul wrote about the righteousness of God throughout this letter. He spent considerable time explaining how salvation cannot be attained through anything that we do, but only through the work of Jesus. But Luther's right. Paul also explains the why and the response that it should solicit from us. How we should respond if we truly believe that Jesus did this for us personally. And Paul speaks of the foundations of the Christian faith, the faith that we are called to share with the rest of the world, a faith that we are to live out for the rest of the world to see. Present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, Paul writes. Do not be conformed to this world. We are to know, we are to believe that eternal life is a free gift that has been given to us through Jesus Christ. And we are to respond to this reality every day in our vocations, in our actions, in everything that we do. Our God called us. Our God saved us. Our God continues to shower us with His grace. How can we even consider taking that for granted? The student finally looked up, looked to his teacher's eyes. He understood what Luther was trying to teach him. This wasn't just a letter. It was a key. It was a doorway. It was a letter that he had to read again because it was a letter that seemed to be written directly to him. And so with that, he opened up the Bible, turned to the page, and began to read Paul's letter. And today that truth still stands. It is a letter that describes the personal relationship that Jesus wants with each one of us. He came to the earth for us. He suffered for us. He died for us. And He lives again because He wants the same thing for us. It is a truth worth understanding, and it is a letter worth reading. Please pray with me. Dear Lord God, give us Your grace that we might rightly understand Your word, and more than that, do it. O most blessed Lord Jesus Christ, see to it that our search after knowledge leads us to glorify You alone. In Your name we pray. Amen.